day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today, coming up next.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Well, October live cattle futures faded early today with traders backing out of the expiring contracts. The lack of support has limited the rest of the live cattle markets, although trade volume has remained light through the complex. Corn prices were higher in light trade today. December corn futures about 2 cents higher. Stock markets were higher too in light trade. The Dow Jones is 22 points higher. NASDAQ up 11 points. Light to moderate pressure was seen in live cattle futures early today, with October live cattle futures leading the complex lower. Meanwhile, traders focused on exiting the market on the last trading session before expiration. With traders focused on narrow contract spreads in all nearby futures, the lack of opportunity to build seasonality into the market remains a concern in the cattle market. Early pressure in feeder cattle futures eroded by midday, with firm gains quickly developing as buyers stepped back into the complex. Late month short covering activity was the main order of business seen during the late morning trade. This may have brought about some additional support through the end of the session, although trade volume is expected to remain extremely light, leaving traders to remain focused on the ability to move into November with potential firm gains. And grain futures were mixed today, with all sorts of reasons for traders to be nervous. There's the U.S. election, of course. Futures broke Friday when the latest twist in the Clinton email scandal drove the stock market sharply lower, while Wall Street recovered most of its losses. Gains ended the session in the red. Corn prices were under a little pressure today after an attempt to rebound overnight fell flat. Farmers likely made good progress last week, with harvest advancing to around 78%. Traders watched for signs of the cash market being overwhelmed by the record harvest, though basis was fairly firm last week. Soybeans were mixed after failing to hold an early rebound Sunday night. January futures struggled to hold on to the uptrend from the past 2 weeks, and wheat prices were higher, posting modest gains as the overnight session wound down. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.